Writing needs editing like pizza needs cheese. After nearly three decades, actually more than three decades, in the writing business, I've learned to appreciate the improvements editing can bring to a written document. And although it's sometimes pretty intense work, it's also crucially important. Good editing results in a solid, well-written document that presents a strong impression of the writer and his or her organization. Writing that rambles makes the writer seem disorganized and ineffective. This is no surprise to news organizations and publishing houses who keep many, many editors on staff to ensure that the articles they handle read smoothly, make sense, and maximize audience appeal. While the writers themselves are credited with the writing, it's often the editors who have corrected the piece into shape through careful linguistic nudging. News and book businesses view editing as a standard procedure, but it's a practice that can help any organization with a reputation to protect. An editor takes a demanding look at every letter, word, and paragraph to ensure each one supports organizational objectives. Editors correct for spelling, grammar, style, sequence, logic, flow, precision, clarity, factual correctness, and audience appeal. We're all on a continuum of writing ability, and an editor's task is not to judge someone else's writing skills. Rather, the focus should be on fine-tuning the writing itself to ensure the writer and his or her ideas are presented in the absolute best light possible. The editor's focus should be on helping the originator unleash their own success, and trust is key. Editing is detailed work, to be sure, and when I'm in the editor's chair, I usually pass over the work numerous times in order to layer in different sets of considerations. Here's how I divvy my attention. First pass, check for grammar, sentence structure, and make sure the piece reads smoothly overall with everything in the right place and no unanswered questions hanging out there. Second pass, I check again for factual correctness and flow. Third pass, I fine-tune the language to maximize audience appeal and make sure that sentences are clear, clean, and decluttered, and that the grammatical situation in the piece is all in a good place. If I'm not staring at a deadline at that point, I tend to go over the work a few extra times for good measure, just to make sure I haven't missed any opportunities to improve the language. Editing can be an obsessive adventure. While editing requires a fine eye for detail and an ability to focus intently over long periods of time, it can be tremendously rewarding work, especially when the end results support someone's reputation or inspires commitment on their behalf. While strong writing is a key ingredient in communicating with clarity, a writing project will pass or fail on the strength of its editing. Excellence always shows up in the details. If you'd like more information on how I can put my editing skills to work on your behalf, I invite you to visit my website at www.crossmancommunications.com. Or you can email me directly at Susan, that's S-U-S-A-N, at crossmancommunications.com. Thanks for listening.